There are not enough hours in the day. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. How many times have you thought that to yourself? There's just not enough time each day to get everything done. This is something people notice when they take on a big project like learning another language. Language acquisition with comprehensible input takes a big chunk of time, and you have to figure out how to shoehorn that into your schedule and make decisions about what your priorities are. I've noticed two major side effects of focusing on language learning. One, I needed to understand my own productivity, my motivation, how consistent I was, and how I could build habits. So I needed to understand the psychology associated with learning another language. And then I needed to learn a lot about time management. So today I'd like to discuss the time management evolution that many of us have gone through, and I have a couple of specific recommendations that may help you. This is a very old topic, and throughout my professional career, I've always tried to juggle different activities to find some sort of balance so that I was productive, but also happy. This is not always easy. Back in 1989, Stephen Covey wrote a book and published it entitled The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I read that book. It was promoted by our department chairman at the time, and probably most of the people in our department read that book. We were all marching to the same drummer, if you will. His 7 habits are easily stated. Number 1, be proactive. Number 2, begin with the end in mind. Number 3, put first things first. At that point, he offers a diagram that helps you decide what your priorities are. He described a 2x2 matrix, with one corner being entitled important and urgent. The opposite corner is unimportant, not urgent. And then the two other quadrants are important but not urgent, the reciprocal being urgent but not important. And he recommended that you categorize activities into those quadrants so that you can have a better picture of what you should do as a priority. In other words, first things first comes out of his quadrant system of priorities. That was clever. His 4th habit is win-win. He's espousing that you look for collaboration with others for mutual benefit. Number 5 deals with communications, and what he says is, seek to understand before you seek to be understood. His number 6 is synergy, and his number 7 is sharpen the saw. He tells the story of somebody working very hard with a very dull saw and points out that it is worth the time to stop trying to produce, sharpen the saw, and then work more efficiently. He recommends that you figure out how to do things more efficiently. Sharpen the saw. So that book was a bestseller in the 1990s. Around that same time, there was another company called the Franklin Planner. Franklin Planner had a great business plan. They produced products so that people could implement the 7 habits of highly effective people. Their planner came in various sizes for people's preferences, small ones, big ones. They were usually leather bound, and they were very well made. They were also expensive. I can remember buying my first Franklin planner and going through the steps of setting it up. The trouble with the Franklin planner is it's all analog, and it's all done by the owner, You have to set it up yourself, and it was fairly labor-intensive. It took a lot of time to set up my Franklin Planner. I used it for years. The Franklin Planner derided the use of Post-it notes. Now, Post-it notes are a consumer product with a little sticky note that you can put up and have a reminder to yourself. But the Franklin Planner folks derided the use of Post-it notes, calling them floaters, pointing out that they were loose and that they were not necessarily integrated into a master plan. They could easily be lost. They were competing with Post-it note as a way for people to get efficiency in their life. I found it a little ironic because the Franklin Planner was a very elaborate to-do list, but in their literature, they derided the use of to-do lists. They wanted everybody on the Franklin Planner. Over time, I got out of the habit of using a Franklin Planner. I quit buying the refills, and I basically did what was before me in tasks. And I used my own memory to keep track of what needed to be done. That was not always very successful. In 2001, David Allen published a book entitled Getting Things Done. His approach was very simple. He advocated a peripheral brain. That is, instead of using your brain to keep track of all the things you need to do, he suggested you offload that to something, to a proper list or organizing device, and then use your brain for actually doing the things that need to be done. That made sense to me. I read that book back when it was first published, and I have reviewed it since then. I like that book quite a lot because it does make sense. Several years ago, having re-reviewed that book, I thought, I should probably order a refill for my Franklin Planner. So I went online and identified the refill, and I was ready to place the order, and then I thought, you're buying technology that is decades old. What's the chance that the paper version of the Franklin Planner is a current best way to get organized? What's the chance? And I concluded that the chance was approximately zero, so I deleted the refill from my in-basket and closed that page. I didn't buy the refill. Instead, I searched for apps that were compatible with getting things done. When I looked for an app to help me get organized, I found a few things, and it matters what platform we're on. I use iPhone, but many people in the world don't, so that changes the options you have. Since I'm based on iPhone and Apple products, I use Things 3. At this time, Things is not available for an Android device, so alternatives that have been described include Microsoft's To-Do and OmniFocus. I have no experience with Microsoft To-Do, and I have no experience with OmniFocus. Those are things that people can research if you find yourself on an Android platform and need an app to help get organized. I've been using the Things 3 app for years now, and it has really helped me make sure that I get things done in an organized way and not waste a lot of time. It has been very helpful for me to get things done, not forget things, and still have enough time each day to get input for language learning. One of the things I really like about Things 3 reminds me of how I use the Franklin Planner. That is, we all have deadlines and things that we need to take care of in the future, but they are not urgent right now. If we forget them, they'll become extremely urgent because we'll miss a deadline, and we don't want to do that. So with things three, I can schedule something, and then in the morning when I get up, I can look at what I need to do today. I can also look at upcoming events and survey the next day, the next week, or even the next month by scrolling through upcoming events. That ability to schedule things in the future very much satisfies what I learned from Stephen Covey decades ago, and that is there are things that are urgent and important, but there are things that are important but not urgent. This is the quadrant that I schedule into the future so that I get things done without missing deadlines. It's much more efficient to do that as opposed to missing a deadline and playing catch-up. Now, I am not promoting specific products or specific ways of getting organized. I'm just pointing out that if you find that you're in this situation, that there doesn't seem to be enough time each day to get everything done, you may be able to get more efficient by using a device so that you don't have to keep track of everything real time. You can offload that to an app and then consistently get things done using your brain power on the things that it was designed to do, like learn new things and do complex tasks. I noticed several positive side effects when I started learning Spanish in earnest. I became much more familiar with motivation, priorities, consistency, and habits. And I became much more familiar with how to get organized so that I use my time efficiently every day. I hope you enjoyed this. I invite comments below. And if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.